Have you ever danced the dubkey? Have you ever heard the music of a saz or a zurna? Not typical fare in middle school these days, but musician Ed Hines is trying to change that. WFCR's Charlene Scott visited his classroom in Irving, Massachusetts, and has this report.
There are six steps, okay? This dance is called the halay, and it is from Turkey. It is a folk dance, and kids all over the Middle East do dances just like the halay. They have different names. They might be called the hora, say in Israel, or the dubki in Arabic countries. But it's basically the same idea. Let's take three steps to the right.
In the music room of the Irving Elementary School, teacher Ed Hines leads the class of 10 and 11-year-olds in the halay, a line dance from Turkey. The kids furrow their brows in concentration as they try to master the steps.
And if you listen to the low bass drum, that gives you the beats to step on. Get ready? 5, 6, ready, go. 1.
Once they've learned the steps, Hines takes the kids out of their straight line. That's the best part, says fifth grader Roger Duran.
One part about the dance I like is where somebody breaks the chain and they snake around. And it's challenging when the music speeds up.
When he first asks his students to move to this music, Hines says many mimic belly dancing or some of the poses they've seen in pictures of Egyptian hieroglyphics. While those stereotypes are fairly harmless, Hines says his students are bombarded by negative images of Muslim life in newspapers and on television. To counter that, he's introducing them to a variety of Islamic cultures through music. He began with Turkey, where he fell in love with Turkish music during a stint as a Fulbright scholar.
I learned how to appreciate the perspective from another culture, you know, another culture's point of view on the way the world works. And, you know, aside from the fact that I learned the language and the customs and ate some great food, it just changed me. There's no question in my mind that living overseas changes a person dramatically.
Hines says while he can't take his students overseas, he can bring the world into their classrooms, and he's helping other teachers do likewise. He's in the process of developing a curriculum that focuses on the music of countries with large Muslim populations. He's created a CD, a teacher's guide, and a music video that's also being used in schools in Connecticut and Texas. And Hines says he's heard from other teachers around the country who are interested in the project, which includes teaching childhood songs shared by both cultures.
This is called Ali Baba'nın Çiftliği. Ali Baba'nın bir çiftliği var. Çiftliğinde kuzular var. Bi, bi diye çağırır. Çiftliğinde Ali Baba'nın. We teach tolerance and peace and getting along and cooperation and problem solving to our children day after day. And then the real world just takes it right apart, takes it apart the minute they walk out the door. So it is a huge job. It is a huge undertaking.
My name's Meg Grabowski and I'm 10 years old. And I think it's really interesting how people are like talking about the people and say they're not good, but there's some things, not everybody over there is bad, and it's good to know about other people that are out there, because we're not the only people, and just, it's nice to know about other people.
Hi, my name is Tyler Gannon, and I'm 10 years old. Listening to different kinds of music is kind of a hobby, because my grandparents are from Ireland and Scotland, so I like to listen to Irish and Scottish music. And then Mr. Hines has inspired me to try and find other kinds of music, like Turkish and Greek music.
That, says Ed Hines, is music to his ears.
You play a song like this for kids, and they get the idea right away. It's called postaja, and they hear the word post in there, and they kind of, you know, if they know what a postman is, actually a lot of kids don't know what a postman is, but many do. Then they get the idea that it's about delivering the mail. And you know what? I'll give the English verse so that people can understand what's going on. So the first verse in English is this. Ah, look. Here comes the postman with greetings. Everyone waits with anticipation. Bak postage geliyor, selam veriyor. Herkes ona bakıyor, merak ediyor.
For WFCR and WPNI, I'm Charlene Scott.